a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do this. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact.
You know, Loggy.
Yeah.
Every Friday morning, we like to send the people off to work with some fun and interesting facts.
Sure.
That they can use to impress their workmates who aren't their real mates.
Nah.
It is important they think they're smart, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen.
Yeah.
They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs.
Uh-huh.
They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
They are.
Yeah.
What is the deal?
Yeah, you like that?
It was slam poetry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was more thinking of like sort of a, you know, stand-up-y sort of thing, but without the funny, which is sort of the story of my life. Fun facts for today. The 1800s were wild.
Yeah.
Like just our understanding of the world around us in the 1800s, which when you think about it wasn't in a universal sense that long ago,
it,
right?
No, it wasn't. You remember it?
Yeah, well, Lingy remembers it. Because he's almost a full year older than me.
Mm.
In the 1880s, pharmacist John Pemberton invented and sold a drink that contained, you ready for this, wine, cocaine and caffeine.
Oh, beauty.
And because it was the 1880s, he was later forced to remove the wine.
Oh. Well, because, you know, the other ingredients help women clean faster.
Okay, right.
You know.
That was due to local prohibition laws because they knew what was what back in the 1880s. He replaced the wine with carbonated water and all of a sudden, Coca-Cola.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Dr. Pepper.
No, close.
Okay. His name was Pemberton, wasn't it?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why my brain thought that.
Dr. Pemberton? Dr. Pepper? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
No.
See? Nah, okay.
In France, this is another drinking one. In France, children were allowed to drink wine with their lunch in school cafeterias until 1981.
Ha!
That wasn't that long ago. Ask Lingy. there are drug sniffing bees. I guess they do the opium poppies, maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe
I think
just...
when they sniff them out, as in like drug dogs.
Possibly. I don't know. There's no follow up. Sort of. This is just one fun fact.
Like, what are they going to do? Come up to you and then go back to their handler?
Yeah.
Yep, it's over there.
Right pocket. In the suitcase. also, buzzing around after sniffing drugs. I mean, really? Bees?
Okay.
Could be people. Rats.
We've got a theme today.
Rats emit ultrasonic squeaks of happiness when they get to hang out with another rat. I knew you'd cry.
See? Isn't it beautiful? Animals are so beautiful.
Ultrasonic squeaks of happiness when they get to hang out with another rat.
Yeah.
What else have I got?
Keep testing on them. They don't care.
How's this for mind bending? Stay with me on this one, right? There are viruses, little viruses, that are parasites of bacteria. So they latch onto bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
And then those bacteria are parasites of wasps. So they latch onto wasps.
Okay.
Right? And then those wasps are parasites of flies. So they latch onto the flies, right?
Okay.
And then the flies are parasites of birds, so they latch onto birds. So the virus goes gets into the bird via bacteria, wasp, fly.
Isn't
to
that
bird.
A nursery rhyme?
Yeah, from the 1800s, you wild
the,
times.
The chick ate the bird that ate the fly that ate the wasp that ate the bacteria.
Mm.
That, you know.
We all fall down.
He's a meepus on fleas on rats, you know. That's where that quote comes from.
Okay.
A very famous quote.
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you want another bee one?
Yeah.
Given the opportunity, bumblebees like to roll wooden balls for fun.
Oh, bless them.
Who found that out? How do you find that out?
I just love it.
They are little fat boys, aren't they?
If you want to see a true fat boy bumblebee, you got to go to Tassie. They drive around like, like you say, oh, they're glorious.
Yeah.
They're so glorious.
Some good ones today. Some mammals can absorb oxygen through their intestines. Scientists are considering the possibility of anal ventilation in humans in the future. Now, what do they mean by scientists?
I'm looking away.
Scientists are considering the possibility of, like, as in they think we're going to evolve that way, or they're going to try and steer us in that direction.
Well, they're trying to tell their bosses. So the next thing we want to do is testing for this.
Mm.
So we're going to get a whole bunch of...
In Sweden, you can legally drive a tractor if you're 15, which has led to teenagers speed limiting old cars and then ripping out the back seats so they qualify as tractors.
Amazing.
And final fun fact for today, I reckon we'll wrap it up here. In general, the more time you spend with someone, the more you will like them, and we have disproven that fact over the last 4 years. That's Fun Fact Friday. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, Log, some concerning times.
I just feel like no matter how hard we try to get on top of saving our beautiful part of the world, it's like every month someone's coming for it again and someone's coming for it again and someone's coming for it again. And they come for it in ways that is so hard to understand that general public people like us have no idea what's happening out at sea, have no idea how to stop it, and it's just so overwhelming. So thank God for the people behind Australian Marine Conservation Society. They're these people that are keeping their fingers on the pulse about all this stuff. And at the moment, this American fossil fuel giant has lodged draft environmental plans for proposed test drilling, right? By their own account, if there is a spill of oil, it will go all the way up to New South Wales, all the way from Victoria, Tasmanian waters, back to South Australia as well. It's incredible. So hectic, and it's really, really worrying.
You explained it really well, man. I was nervous that you wouldn't be able to explain
it. No, so was I, because I'm emotional about it. You know,
you're like a toddler running down here.
I know.
We've gone to the Australian Marine Conservation Society. We've got Louise on the line. She's the oil and gas campaign manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is that a good summary?
It's a pretty spot-on summary. So, as you say, ConocoPhillips have spent the past few years banging around in our ocean doing seismic blasting, which has now led to their test drilling application. So Friday of last week, so just a week ago now, they lodged this report application with the regulator. We've got 30 days as of Friday of last week as the general public to make a comment on this 810-page document. And trust me, I spent the past week going through it. It's dense.
Yeah.
But what it does show is exactly as you've outlined, if something goes wrong in any of these six drill sites, which are not detailed in this plan, so we have no idea where these six drill sites would be in these two footprints. They could be in this Commonwealth Marine Park that's in the footprint. It all could be sitting off the, you know, coast of Victoria, further south. But what we do know is drilling for gas, it historically goes badly. Bad for the ocean, bad for marine life, bad for community, also bad for climate change, because while they're out there drilling and testing, they're also flaring any methane gas they find. So whichever way you look at it, this is a bad, bad idea. Mm. And the risk to our, not just our oceans, but also our beachside communities are massive when things go wrong.
And I'm sure one of their arguments will be, well, it won't go wrong. Mm. But we've seen in the past, I think you refer to in some of your material on your website, Deepwater Horizon. It was in the Gulf of Mexico, an incredibly horrific oil spill from test drilling. The movie, I'm sure it's been Hollywoodized and it's got Mark Wahlberg in it. But even when you watch the movie, you can't help but go, wow, that is horrible and the damage that it does. So things can go wrong with this sort of stuff, can't they?
Can go wrong, does go wrong. In the last few months, we saw a gas leak in the waters off WA, and it was a rig worker who actually released the photos of dead dolphins and other animals, which he linked to. We had a gas leak. It took us a while to get it under control. In the case of this project we're talking about with ConocoPhillips, in their modelling of if things go wrong, they've said it's going to take at least 90 days for them to be able to stop the flow. And that's either going to be by, you know, getting another rig from somewhere near the equator down to pump a relief well, as they call it, or cap it in cement. So it's not reassuring that it's going to take a few months for them to get it under control if things do go wrong. And we know it's not an isolated incident of things going wrong. You're pumping holes into the ocean floor looking for fossil fuels. It's a risky business.
Louise, how could they possibly be allowed to set up in conservation areas?
Oh, that's the golden question, isn't it? Mm. So our marine parks aren't as safe as the name would suggest. We've got these various levels of protection. The area they want to conduct drilling in is off King Island. It's known as the Zen Marine Park. And the area that they want to go into has got the lightest tone of protection. So you can do seismic blasting in there, which they've done. You can do test drilling in there. So this also really highlights that we need to up the protection of our marine parks. Our oceans are under threat from, you know, pick a thing at the moment, marine heat waves, seismic blasting, test drilling. And the fact we can do this in a marine park makes no sense.
So this is a marine park unless money. Is that right? Mm.
Oh, look, you said it, not me, but I'm not arguing.
Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, we were just telling our listeners about seismic blasting and we were asking for comment on that. Same sort of deal, mm-hmm. just the amount of pages that people have to go through to... And they make comments. They make the making of our comments. And the window of comments so small. And the comments that we need to make so incredibly... difficult.
Convoluted, yeah.
They do it on purpose so that it's not easy. It just feels like it's forever happening in this area. Is it, once again, the comment for this one, is it still as difficult as the seismic blasting that we just protested against?
Oh, look, yeah, well surmised. Yeah. That TGS one that we all kind of flew into action for in August, that was 1,400 pages of so much stuff without a lot of detail. We had 20,000 people use the submission toolkit we created to make a submission. All up 30,000 people made submissions. So you can see that the public will really is in the no protect our oceans. We're doing exactly the same for this. So at our website, which is marineconservation.org, we've got an explainer of what this proposal is, a submission guide which basically sets out the most problematic parts of it. So test drilling in blue whale feeding grounds, test drilling on southern right whale calving grounds off the coast of Vic. It's in a marine park. This is incredibly dangerous, the oil spill. So you can go along to that page, have a read of the submission, enter your name, send it through to the regulator. As you know, I've spent the past week going through the documents for you. And this is really part of the bigger piece of work you've signaled as well. If we've got another seismic blasting proposal coming at us on the other side of Christmas, in the same area of water. So what's known as the Otway Basin is just being slammed and slammed and slammed by multiple fossil fuel projects.
Yeah.
And they're coming at us thick and fast, and it feels like death by consultation at the moment.
Yeah, it really does. And thankfully, people like you are reading through all the documents, because you know what? When there's people in the general public that want to do good, but if you've told them, oh, you have to read through 800 pages, a lot of people would say, too hard, basket. So thank you so much for giving us that easy option on your website to go and have our opinions on this. So many people wouldn't even know that this is happening right now. So if you could spread the word far and wide, we're going to try to do that. Australian Marine Conservation Society, marineconservation.org.au is the website. Louise, best of luck and thank you so much. We're backing you and fingers crossed we can do something about it.
Oh, cheers. Thanks for your time and effort. I really appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Sunday, though, is a big day. Up the highway at Rod Laver Arena, Mushroom 50 Live.
Yes.
Some amazing acts coming together. 50 songs for 50 years of Mushroom.
Exactly. And as we're missing out, you know, Lingy, you know what I mean? Mm. We're now chatting to Bliss and Esso, but it's the Bliss, thankfully, because, you know, the better of the two.
Oh.
Is that right, Bliss?
Hey, it's the Bliss. You got that right.
Hey, thanks for chatting to us this morning. You've been very patient on the phone. Sorry we're running a little bit late, but I just wanted to ask you, so you and Loggy have something in common.
Oh, do we?
Right?
Yeah.
Because you've both spent a lot of time working with two of the most handsome men in the biz, because I get told all the time that I look like Esoteric. So well done.
Really?
Congratulations. Yeah, I just don't have quite as fierce eyebrows as he does.
Oh, right, okay. Wow, that's good news, mate.
Yeah, but now he's trying to look like you, because you're all jacked up at the moment, mate. You're oiled up, jacked up,
mate,
ready to go.
I'm just trying to keep it on the straight and narrow, keep it healthy. You know, it's been a long career, so got to cut down on the partying these days and keep it all on track.
Yeah, Tom's been wearing T-shirts like a couple of sizes smaller.
No, I haven't. They're the same T-shirt.
He definitely has. He's like, it's the same T-shirt. It's not the same T-shirt.
We've got no time. Let's not talk about me.
All right.
We've got Bliss from Bliss and Esso on the line. Man, so 10-year anniversary this year. Very exciting of your iconic album Circus in the Sky. Does it feel like that long? You know, you've had quite the career.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, so it's been crazy. It's crazy to think that we're now coming into anniversary season in the career. You know, we just did a national tour celebrating the 15th anniversary of Flying Colors, which we toured around the country.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like for the next 5 years, I think we have a major anniversary for one of our biggest, you know, the next biggest album kind of thing along the way. So it's, yeah, it's crazy to think, but, you know, it's amazing to see so much love and, you know, excitement still from the fan base to come out and see some of these shows to celebrate those songs that kind of resonated with people those years ago and kind of became a soundtrack to their lives. So it's awesome to see the, you know, the longevity in the music and really live on.
Yeah. Well, we've seen so many Bliss and Esso gigs across our journey. I know Tom and myself have, and you always put on a great show. This 50 Mushroom live gig that's happening, 50 songs for 50 years, as you mentioned, Tom. Now, you guys are doing a bit of a Rubens track, I hear. Do you just come out and play the one song, or do you get to play some of your own songs, or are other people doing Bliss and Esso songs? How does it work?
Well, so yeah, Mushroom put out a special project where they asked all their favorite artists on the label to basically flip up other artists on the label songs. Mm-hmm. So we were asked to flip up Lou Rubens' number one song on the Hottest 100, Hoops,
yes,
which we put out earlier in the year, which was a really awesome project. And then for this performance, we're doing a couple of our own songs. So we're going to be playing The Sea Is Rising, iconic Beanie classic track, and we're also going to be performing Moments with a full choir on stage, which is
cool.
Going to be pretty
unreal.
Epic.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So nothing from Flowers in the Pavement then?
Oh mate, look at you. You know all the albums. Yeah, no, nothing Flowers, mate. That's the OG one back then. Yeah. But that's 2004. But we can't play them all. They, you know, it's only 50 songs for the whole night. So they gave us two, which we were lucky enough to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you've done the 15th anniversary tour. Is there more shows on the way? You hitting the road again maybe in the new year?
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. So we're working on a new album at the moment, and we're going to be touring that next year. So yeah, it's all kicking off again. It never stops, which is great. And super excited to be putting out new music and just keep creating. You know, it's like hip hop is like this beautiful kind of conduit to let your life flow through these artworks that are songs, right? So it's just a blessing to be able to keep churning it out and the fans keep rocking up and rocking with us. So no better feeling, really. It's awesome.
I'm looking forward to some gym rap because that's what Tom will also
come
be.
Oh, look out.
Yeah.
Rhyme dumbbell with something.
Yeah.
all right, man. Good on you for keeping it toit. Look, excited to see Mushroom 50 live on Sunday, Rod Laver Arena. Tickets are still available if people want to go along. Mushroom50.com, mushroom50.com. Bliss, thanks for your time this morning. And if you've got a pen, just write Geelong down for your tour next year.
We'd
love to see you here.
Sure. Well, look, you guys are close to Torquay, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, we did like 3 sold-out shows at Torquay earlier in the year, which was, man, that place is awesome.
It
so
is.
You guys, yeah, we got a lot of love down in Geelong, the G-Town.
Yeah.
For sure. So definitely come through to this concert, guys. It's going to be next level.
Awesome, man. We'll do a pump session before you get off that. I'm sorry.
We'll get you up on stage all jacked up, man. You'll be ready.
I'm sorry for saying pump session. That
yeah,
was, yeah,
that's terrible.
Bliss, thanks for your time, mate. Chook us for the show on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.